Pestone Theater proudly presents Christmas City Follies 14, the high-spirited vaudevillian variety show that draws inspiration from Bethlehem, a.k.a. the Christmas City, and the holiday season. Christmas City Follies 14 will run from December 5th through the 22nd at Touchstone Theater, 321 East 4th Street, south side of Bethlehem. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. With material ranging from side-splitting hilarity to touching sentiment, Follies escapades this year include character favorites like Touchstone founder Bill George's The Old Guy, ensemble associate Mary Wright's Little Reg, and the Pajama Sisters working hard to look and sound fabulous in onesies. The show also features Broadway musical numbers rewritten with seasonally themed lyrics, reorchestrated Christmas carols, new character comedy, and a fresh take on audience favorite, the Shopping Cart Ballet. The Touchstone Ensemble is setting up for an exciting year, reports artistic director J.P. Jordan. This year marks Jordan's sixth time directing the Follies. I spoke with Touchstone founder Bill George and artistic director J.P. Jordan about this year's Follies.
A couple of the nights we're going to have some music. Ben Wright will be playing some nights with some of his musical partners. Two nights we have some trios coming over from the Charter Arts High School. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we were able to use our special events liquor permit that not-for-profits can apply for. And so we have 6 days a year in which we can use it. So we're going to be serving holiday libations and
A little wassail.
We will have boilo. I'm a Coal Region boy. Yeah. We're going to have boilo. We're going to have eggnog, perhaps some wine and some beer. We have an amazing amount of musical talent this year. There will be four-part harmonies. There will be four-part instrumental groups. Of course, we have Emma Chong, who plays flute, who you've seen in the Pan Show and all the Follies for the last 4 years or so. She's an amazing singer. She's an amazing flautist. We have Mary Wright, who's an amazing singer and who's also a trombone player, one of our apprentices this year. Mallory, she plays the oboe as well, and she's an awesome singer. And then we brought on this year to augment the cast Josh Neth, the artistic director of the Allentown Public Theater, who is an amazing singer and also plays the saxophone. We've got live music on stage. We've got awesome singing on stage.
Well, you didn't mention me playing the uke.
Of course, we've got Bill George on ukulele.
Well, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Certainly, we'll have to have some pre-recorded. We'll have a sound design to back the show up, but definitely during the show, we're going to have some amazing musical moments that we haven't had in a couple years.
That's so cool. Yeah, a lot of the actors coming up with musical talents in addition to their acting talents. That's a neat turn.
Yeah, it's great. And so, like with Pan, we had to look outside the company because we didn't have the strength of singing. And with this one, we only had to really bring in one extra person to round out a four-part choral harmony.
I'm wondering how, when you're doing something like a review, it's tough to figure out where A goes with B, or does it go with D, and do you need to bring in the last one? And how quickly, how hard is that to get the flow of where the pieces need to be? And once they're in their spot, does it click? Do you know that, oh yeah, it really supports the one that came before it? It foreshadows the one that's coming after it.
This year's show came together remarkably early and remarkably coherently. In the past, it's been up until the week before we've opened, and it's like, how do we make these pieces fit together? And sometimes it does seem like much more of a review where things are just like, here's the thing, and here's the thing, and here's some transition music to go on to the next thing. But then you have these golden years where it's like, look, this thing can just blend into this thing. These guys don't even have to leave stage. Look, they're changing their costumes right now. And the traffic patterns meet up so perfectly. And we have a couple of those sort of sublime moments this year are really tasty.
And part of that, though, is you've done it so much. JP immediately recognizes and is constantly thinking about, okay, who's going to be changing during this? He's got all of this stuff cranked out. Whereas in the earlier years, we'd kind of be discovering that later. But you've had so much experience now that those calculations are being made really early on.
Touchstone Theater's founder, Bill George.
You know, we go through a kind of like anything goes period for about a week and a half. We do our best not to say no to anything. We only move things forward that you got some juice around. And at that point, though, JP begins to interject into the process saying, no, I think we're going to need this one. And oh, yeah, look, I want you to do a second half. Sometimes that is more forced than others. But this year, it has really kind of taken shape. But I think it's more to do with you, JP, than it is with the material. you look at this and you say, whoa, this isn't a review. This is a play.
Touchstone's founder, Bill George. I also spoke with artistic director at Touchstone Theater, J.P. Jordan. Christmas City Follies 14 runs from December 5th through the 22nd, Thursdays through Saturdays at 8. Sundays, there's a matinee at 2. And on Saturday, December 21st, there'll be a special matinee show at 2, in addition to the regular shows. For more information, the Touchstone number is 610-867-1689. More information also available at touchstone.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.